And it's now time for your daily Fortis News break, the production of Fortis Institute. A federal court in northern Nigeria has ruled that Islamic religious police cannot arrest a young woman for becoming a Christian. She's 22, and last year she ran away from her home where her older brothers were abusing her and pushing her into marriage that she refused. A Christian family took her in, and living with them, she came to faith in Christ. Her brothers went to the religious police, who held her for 4 days, beat her, and pressured her to accept the wedding. The court called that a flagrant violation of her dignity and her freedom of religion and ordered the state to pay her. The Alliance Defending Freedom backed the case. Closer to home, courts have been busy protecting children as well. A federal appeals court cleared Arkansas to enforce a law making it a crime to hand a minor material that's legally obscene for minors and giving county officials the last word on challenged books. It sat frozen for 3 years. Attorney General Tim Griffin says it protected kids while holding libraries accountable for what they shelved. The American Civil Liberties Union vowed to keep fighting, and one library advocate warned librarians will be arrested for doing their jobs, then blamed white supremacy. Nothing is banned here. One book at issue is a sex education title for 8-year-olds that introduces them to masturbation. 90% of parents say that doesn't belong in a school library. And kids are targeted online in uglier ways. And this week, the FBI and the National Collegiate Athletic Association announced a joint effort against one of them. Criminals steal private images through phishing, stolen passwords, or fake customer service, then threaten to publish unless the athlete pays. Athletes get hit because name, image, and likeness money raised their profiles and handed blackmailers a little bit of leverage. Last year, the Bureau's Crime Complaint Center logged more than 75,000 reports, 3,000 tips a day. A Michigan teenager took his own life after scammers demanded $1,000 for photos that they had stolen. If you've got a kid with a phone, it's probably a good time to have a conversation. And young Americans, they're being sold something else. Over the 4th of July weekend, the Democratic Socialists of America passed 120,000 members, up from 6,000 in 2015. The largest socialist organization in our history. 62% of adults under 30 view socialism favorably. A third say the same about communism. And the reason they give isn't even Marx. Asked for the elevator pitch, one activist just said, "Tired of sitting alone with nobody to talk to. Being a socialist, it's about community. That's not economics. That's a church-shaped hole, and the church ought to take notice on who's filling it." That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.